This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip killed at least 57 people on Tuesday, according to Palestinian health officials, as Israeli forces battled fighters led by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Gaza health officials said those casualties included 23 killed at a United Nations school in Nuseirat. The Israeli military said in a statement it attacked a group of terrorists who had operated from inside the school after taking steps to mitigate the risk to civilians. Gaza's health ministry said another 17 were dead after an airstrike in Khan Yunis on a car near a tented area housing displaced families in the humanitarian designated area of Al-Mawasi.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Scuffles broke out between Israeli police and ultra-Orthodox seminary students on Tuesday following an announcement state military will next week begin issuing military draft summons to ultra-Orthodox seminary students who were previously exempt from military service. The U.S. Republican Party National Convention is resuming with a focus on immigration. Meanwhile, the mood at the convention on Tuesday is colored by joy and gratitude after Trump's presence. Donald Trump, after surviving an attempted assassination on Saturday at a rally in the state of Pennsylvania, ear bandaged from his wound, he appeared to cheers at Monday night's session, the same day he accepted the Republican Party's nomination and announced his running mate, author and U.S. Senator J.D. Vance. This is VOA News.